I'm Amy Holmes, and I'm here with John Hockenberry all week. So we have two Clintons on the move this week, as we've been reporting all morning. Hillary arrives in Nairobi, Kenya today. It's the start of an 11-day trip to meet with African leaders. John, some are saying that this is a kiss and make up to the Kenyans after they felt rather snubbed by President Obama skipping them on his Africa trip. Joining us is Will Ross, BBC correspondent in Nairobi, and Stephen Clemens, senior fellow of the New America Foundation and blogger for The Washington Note. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So, Will, we start with you. We spoke to you in West Africa on the day President Obama arrived in Ghana. Now we turn to you in East Africa on the day that Hillary arrives. How will Kenya welcome Hillary? What do you say?
Well, she'll get a pretty good welcome, I think, although, to be honest, one of the big problems here in Nairobi is the traffic on a normal day, and security is tight, and there are monumental traffic jams across town. So for many Kenyans, it is a royal pain, this entire visit, but many companies that are trying to export goods to the United States, they'll be hoping that she brings a good message. And also, there's a big feeling here that a hope, that Hillary Clinton is going to get a bit stuck into the Kenyan politicians who are causing a few enemies amongst the Kenyan population at the moment. Some of them were accused of being behind the terrible post-election violence last year, and some of them are now being accused of running away from justice, and just maybe Hillary Clinton will have a few harsh words to shake up some of these Kenyan politicians.
So despite the traffic jams and snarls that she might be causing, is her trip there, or starting there anyway, smoothing some of those ruffled feathers?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what she says, because certainly Kenya is in a pretty precarious political situation at the moment. You might remember that early last year, more than 1,000 people were killed in some of the worst fighting that Kenya has seen in a long time. This is post-election violence, which politicians and business people were helping to instigate. Now, there's been efforts by civil society to ensure that some of these politicians are brought to book. And the idea of setting up a local tribunal in Kenya was thrown out by the cabinet last week. That was widely seen as an attempt by senior politicians to run away from justice. So maybe Hillary Clinton, as the America's top diplomat, will be able to have some harsh words and some strong criticism and tell the Kenyan politicians to do the right thing. Because bear in mind that Barack Obama, whose father was from Kenya, is not really seen as particularly neutral here in Kenya, because his father obviously belonged to one tribe. So maybe it's something that Hillary Clinton can do a bit more easily than actually the president himself would be able to do.
Well, I want to bring in Stephen Clemens to kind of look at the bigger picture of Hillary's Africa tour. What is her agenda? What's the goal here?
Her agenda here is to check off the continent for President Obama. I think Africans, for understandable reasons, often look at themselves as sort of the lowest on the totem pole and sort of in the backwaters of the international system, and don't get a lot of attention compared to, you know, other significant continents. There are almost 4 dozen countries in Africa, and Barack Obama is trying to send the signal that Africa matters, that he's concerned about its development. What we're not seeing yet from either Hillary, even though she's opening up the Sub-Saharan African Trade and Economic Cooperation Forum, which is an economic summit, and I think it's terrific that she's going there for that reason, as opposed to yet another aid summit or problems dealing with, you know, the downside of Africa. This is more of a constructive, forward-looking agenda program, and I think that's the message that Obama and Clinton are trying to send, is that Africa matters, that America's engaged, and it's just the beginning of a relationship. But she's going to 7 countries through the continent, and this is really just checking off that box.
So you think that this is more symbolic than substantive?
Well, I think right now it has to be more symbolic than substantive. We need to demonstrate with senior American leadership and participation a presence there. And I've been very impressed that Hillary Clinton has been putting in the time, not only here but in places in Southeast Asia, because there was this joke going in China for a while that its grand strategy was to keep America distracted in small Middle Eastern nations while it could go on a charm offensive for the rest of the world. China, for instance, is very deeply engaged in building infrastructure throughout Africa. And the United States just showing up to something with someone of the stature of Hillary Clinton can have have positive effects. But there are substantive things there. We worry about the building of sanctuaries in Somalia for Islamic terrorists. We worry about oil politics with Angola and Nigeria. We are worried about economic development. And then there's some concern about the ongoing, you know, development challenges in the region. We don't have an AID director, an Agency of International Development director, even nominated yet. And so to some degree, Hillary Clinton is acting as the super aid or, you know, AID director for the region,
okay, so,
and sending signals that we're still engaged.
Sure. So let's move this conversation from Africa to Foggy Bottom and talk about some of the politics that are going on here in Washington. Obama got his six-month scorecard. How would you rate Hillary? How has she done these first 6 months?
I think on the whole, she's done very well. As I said, she is moving around the world, putting in a strong presence and showing American involvement. And that's a very important part on the front end of diplomacy. I think that Hillary Clinton has gone out and given herself a makeover when, you know, at the beginning there were some priorities she had that were different than President Obama. She's shown that there's very little distance, if any, between the two of them. And I think from her experience as First Lady before, but also with some of her husband's activities, who's, you know, as you mentioned, off in North Korea. But when he was working with the Clinton Global Initiative, a lot of those programs focused on African development, poverty assistance, and somewhat, you know, state building, if you will, and civil society building. And I think on that broad agenda, she's moving all of these courses while at the same time being quite supportive of President Obama in trying to figure out if we can get our relations with Russia, with China, and even with countries like Iran on a different track. So she's got an incredibly full plate, and none of the you know, things she's juggling has yet fallen and crashed on the floor, which is fairly impressive when you compare it to even the beginning of Bill Clinton's administration, and particularly under George W. Bush's. So I give her a B, and I think she's doing quite well.
Thank you for joining us. That was Stephen Clemens, Senior Fellow of New America Foundation, blogger for The Washington Note. We're also joined by Will Ross, BBC correspondent in Nairobi. Thank you, gentlemen.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.